basically what I want to do is just be really simple and honest and basic. And there's an epidemic disease in the United States that people that are not Christians would swear on a stack of Bibles that they are, because they know something about who God is, but God doesn't know them. And see, it doesn't make any sense to delude ourselves in something like that. I mean, that's just not in our best interest. It's always in our best interest to be as honest and as careful in pursuing the truth of God as we possibly can. And that goes from day one till the day we leave this earth. There's no time limit on being honest before God and searching out His ways. So, Luke chapter 12 and verse 1, it says, "Meanwhile, when a crowd of many thousands had gathered, so that they were trampling on one another, Jesus began to speak, first to His disciples, saying..." Jesus has got a crowd, it says, of many thousands around Him, and it says the crowd was so thick that they were trampling one another. These people were obviously interested in something, and because they were a massive crowd of people, many of which probably hadn't seen Jesus before, they were curiosity seekers, or some, I'm sure, were truth seekers. But the point is that I'm sure the things that Jesus taught to that crowd were very basic. And that's why I want to share some of those things. I had a friend, or I guess he wasn't as much a friend as he was my boss in Chicago. And he was the vice president of engineering for a third of a billion-dollar company. And he was an old German guy that... didn't graduate from high school, and then he came over to the United States and had a 4.0 in engineering school, and then massive patents and things like that. Just an incredibly intelligent man. And as I was leaving Chicago and leaving the company, we sat down and had probably a 2 or 3 hour conversation about what Christianity is in his office. And we were talking about some of the basics. And his initial reaction was, "Well, my God is bigger than that." You know, I'll always remember those words. "My God is bigger than that. My God is a God of love." And he just went on and on about how God couldn't possibly have any standards for his life because his God is bigger than that. His God was who he wanted to believe his God was. So actually his God was much smaller than the real God because it was made in his image. It doesn't do us any good to manufacture any ideas like that. It's not smart because it doesn't change things. If somehow what we decided was so would change the nature of events, well then good, go ahead and do that. But it doesn't change reality to believe a certain thing about a thing. Our job is to love the truth and so be saved, as Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 2. To love the truth and so be saved. The one that seeks shall find. A seeking process. Again, there's no time limit on that. The one who seeks and keeps on seeking, it says literally in the Greek. And that's what all of us have got to be doing, no matter what stage we're at in Christianity or in our pursuit of Christianity. God answers the prayer of those that are diligently seeking and not resting on their laurels or looking into the past and seeing what was there and counting that as sufficient. That's not good. It's not healthy.